Welcome back to module number four. We're stepping into segment number two, and we are creating a momentum inside of this pleasure module. So I'm really calling you forward to continue with us. I know this particular module really does bring up a lot of material inside, and so I'm encouraging you to keep going. It's all purposeful, it's all structured, it's all here to assist you with your healing. So hang in there, you've got this. What's waiting for you on the other side is absolutely magnificent. So I'm here to just cheer you on. As we begin segment number two inside of this module, you may have heard this before, this may be brand new awareness to you. I remember when this was shared with me and it was absolutely shocking and yet explained so much underneath the surface as to why so many women do not trust pleasure. So we're going to be briefly talking about your voice and your vagina. And wow, I know, that's wow, I can't believe we're even saying that. And you heard that right. What do they have in common? So from a scientific perspective, because there is a lot of science around pleasure, and we're going to be touching on that today, really important for you to know, because scientifically you are wired to receive pleasure. It's a natural human phenomenon that you are called towards pleasure. So when you're denying this to yourself, you really are cutting off an opportunity for you to live your full life. So we're going to talk about that a little bit more. Let's back up. The voice and the vagina, what is it that they have in common? In fact, from a scientific perspective, if you take a sliver of the cells from both of these places and put them underneath a microscope, they look exactly the same, meaning this is the only place in the human body, it doesn't exist in males at all, this is the only place in the human body where you cannot identify the difference of where these cells come from. So again, you heard that right. The cell of the vagina and the cell inside the larynx, inside your voice box, look exactly the same underneath a microscope. I find this fascinating. Fascinating. If you feel how powerful it is and how scary it can be to express yourself vocally, it can feel this scary as having your legs wide open, doesn't it? And many times when I'm coaching women, one of the things that we'll talk about is how they have their legs crossed and their arms crossed and they're really blocking. And it's a form of safety, right? It's a form of safety to try to block yourself off. Given the opportunity for you to really begin to trust yourself with pleasure, you will require yourself to be able to voice what it is that pleases you. So we're going to talk about this today and how you're going to begin to do this. As we do, I'd like you to ask yourself this question. How do you currently express yourself? And how do you feel about how you express yourself? When I began this journey decades ago, I remember feeling very afraid to voice my opinion, very afraid to stand up and speak, very afraid to honor my deeper inner knowing and how I was expressing myself through pleasure, through displeasure, through all of that. I was very scared. So I invite you to ask yourself right now, how do you express yourself? And really, how do you feel about the way you express yourself at this current moment? So again, go ahead and pause the module and answer that question. How are you aware that you're blocked? Do you get uncomfortable in certain situations? Do you find yourself in situations where you feel differently than you are saying you feel? So something as simple as being in a group of discussion and people talking about how much they love apples and you just going along with the situation and saying, okay, I like apples, because you don't want to cause any ruckus. Are you one of those that doesn't like to rock the boat at all and really to your own expense? So just ask yourself this question very gently, because again, we're going to be talking about the different forms of pleasure. How are you currently blocked from expressing yourself? Where do you hold back? Where do you hold back? I just asked you that a little bit ahead of myself. Where do you hold back inside of conversation? In fact, you might even have the awareness already of who do you hold back with? Are there certain relationships in your life that you feel very uncomfortable inside of and you don't allow yourself to be expressed? Maybe it's the same with everybody, but maybe there are certain relationships in particular where you hold back more than others. Begin to have that come forward inside of your awareness now. I believe this is the final question. Nope, it's not. We have a couple more. How do you express pleasure currently? And when I say express, I'm talking about every form of expression. I'm talking about you allowing yourself to express yourself vocally as well as physically. How do you currently express pleasure? Or do you? How can you more fully express pleasure? So again, just some ideas for you to feel inside as we enter into this module. How can you more fully express pleasure in your life? Feel into that. See what you're already aware of but may not have given yourself the opportunity to admit. Now here, I'm actually going to invite you to make a list of 2 to 5 ways in which you can express yourself more deeply, more vocally. So in what ways can you begin to express yourself more deeply and more vocally? I've shared this before in other places, and it really is a simple yet profound, I feel, example of this. Have you ever had the experience when you are going grocery shopping and you get to the front of the checkout line and you realize that you actually don't want something that's in your cart? Right? It's just you've thought about it and it's like, well, you know, I really don't need that, or I remember I already have one at home, or in fact, I don't want to spend that kind of money on that, or it's just really not necessary for me right now. You have a couple of options, right? You can hide it in the front part of the checkout line next to the magazines or on top of the shelf, or somehow, you know, just kind of slide it in there. Or you could use your voice and you could say to the checker, actually, I've changed my mind. I no longer want this. Now again, this might seem super, super simple, but what you're doing inside of this is you are giving yourself the opportunity to express what pleases you vocally. I'm going to be sharing with you today some words that you can use to continue expressing yourself vocally and how powerful it is to increase your capacity to pleasure to be able to do that. Because the opposite of feeling pleasure, one of the big blocks that could come up for women inside of this is feeling shame, feeling disgust, and hiding inside of this. So the more you can allow yourself to be vocal, now let's be clear, I'm not talking about screaming and shouting at people and making yourself annoying or known or somehow going into a place of hierarchy around this. I am talking about making yourself visible and giving to yourself, first and foremost, and giving yourself permission to voice what it is that's true for you. So make a list of 2 to 5 ways that you can currently express yourself more deeply, more vocally. It might be something as simple as a grocery store. It might be with your husband. It might be with your children. This pleases me. This does not please me. What is it you're already aware of? When you fully express yourself vocally, without holding back, you complete the pleasure cycle. This is unbelievably profound. If you feel something inside that makes you feel good and you hold back, you don't express it, you are actually stopping yourself short from experiencing the full cycle of that pleasure. When you fully express yourself vocally without holding back, even when it's something that doesn't please you, there's a form of pleasure in it. So just like the example I gave you earlier, I don't need that thing at the checkout counter anymore. Or, oh my gosh, look, the eggs inside of this are broken. I require somebody to go back and get me a full set of eggs that are intact. This is a form of honoring yourself, which does create a form of pleasure. So when you fully express yourself vocally inside of a pleasure continuum, you create a cord of trust and protection and preservation is a word that I prefer more, for what it is that actually feels good to you. Have you ever had this experience where you do express yourself fully in a loving way and how good it feels when you give yourself permission to honor that? We want more and more of those pleasure cycles taking place in your life so that you can build your capacity to receive pleasure in higher and higher levels. Even those of us who feel our pleasure muscle is activated require to ask ourselves, do I fully allow myself to express and receive all of the pleasure that's available to me? So feel into that. Wherever you might be on your pleasure continuum, this might be brand new to you, the idea of pleasure. You might be aware that, oh my gosh, you've been blocking pleasure for the majority of your life. Or you may be in a space where you say, you know what, I'm okay with pleasure. I allow myself to enjoy. I allow myself to voice what it is that pleases me. I have a fairly good idea of what it is that pleases me inside my life. And yet, there is always more pleasure to receive. Feel into that module. Allow yourself to slow down and begin to integrate the awarenesses that are there for you. And then meet me back here for segment number 3, where we're going to talk about fears, judgments, and lies about pleasure.